Hey, baby.
Hey.
Naomi and Andy here with a quick Q/request.
Yes. So, okay, Acast is doing these audience surveys, okay? We put the link in the show notes. The link is going to be in the link tree on our Instagram and everything like that. Here's the thing, Naomi. You know, we're already pretty choosy about the ads that we allow on the show. No weapons manufacturers.
Raytheon, get out of here.
Yeah. Screw off, Raytheon. But we want to make sure that the ads are kind of tailored to y'all.
Right.
Okay? Right? Say you want to hear ads for A Different World DVD box sets.
We need to know that.
We need
can
to
go
know
out
that.
To them. We can get the word out. But we only can get the word out if you give us the word. So you got to fill out the survey. It is quick, quick, quick. And it just lets us know if the ads you're hearing are the right ads for you.
Yeah.
So get on over to the show notes where that link is or the Couples Therapy link tree and fill out that quick survey so we can pass the word on to Acast.
All right. Roll it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, young world, it's your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
This is the kid, Ferrari Simmons.
Hey, yo, what up, podcasters? It's the one and only OCT from the Baller Alert Show. That's right, it's all produced by me.
And we own
fire! From the latest in entertainment news, baller mail, comment creeping,
celebrity guest hosts, and more.
We got nothing but big vibes on the Baller Alert Show podcast.
Big vibes with me, Ferrari Simmons.
Me, Sue Solo.
And me, OCT.
Check us out on the Baller Alert Show podcast today.
Available on the iHeartRadio app,
on Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarantine your hearts and social distance your butts. It's time for Couples Therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's
everyone, welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Andy.
And I am Naomi.
And we are a real-life couple, a real-life couple of comedians. And on the show, we bring you the best sets from our live show, Couples Therapy, where we have comics who are close to sets together about their relationships. And we are coming to you. This is the first episode we're recording here in our home.
Yes.
In beautiful Los Feliz.
Our quarantine.
Los Angeles. In the quarantine. From your point of view, we have recorded this last Wednesday. From our point of view, we're recording this right now.
And Andy, you're wild when you start talking about time. It's crazy. I can't keep up.
Naomi, I've studied Einsteinian relativity before. And
gross.
Let me just tell you. Dense objects distort space-time. And ain't nothing more dense than one of my sentences.
Woo, baby.
According to you, when you read a script of mine. But yeah, so we're here in Shea Beck Perigman.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
I've run out of things to talk about. Okay. We're on day 13 of quarantine. I don't know what's next. Okay. It is, you know, I eat the last of the Trader Joe's cereal. I don't know. It's like, should I go to TJ's? Am I willing to die for a goddamn vanilla just the clusters? I don't know.
You have asthma. This has been our moral dilemma. We talked a little bit about this on our live stream. By the way, every Wednesday we are doing a live stream on Twitch,
2 p.m
PST.
Yes, PST. That's what you call it.
Not to be confused with PFT, Paul F. Tompkins. 2 p.m. PST, 5 p.m. EST. We're doing a live show for you, just for you.
Just me and Andy. You get an hour. We have some good times. We take questions.
Segments.
Andy gets to do bits and segments. He enjoys anything that allows him to make a graphic. So,
but yeah, but on, I think we're you feel drained. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just like over it. I'm like bored, and I'm over being bored. Like I can kind of sit in the house for a while before it's a problem. And like, it's not even like I want to do much, you guys. I'm not active. It's more like I would love to be able, like I would like going to the grocery store not to be a gamble with my life.
You're an inactive senior.
Exactly. I would. So that's kind of what's getting me really, but
how are you? How are you?
I mean, what about you? Like, where are you at?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I am. I've tricked myself into thinking everything's okay. So
yeah,
I'm not in denial.
Yeah.
But just like I know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just kind of cordoned off. Not only am I quarantining myself.
Yep.
I'm quarantining my feelings.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Isolate the negativity from the positivity.
All of them. I'm like Data before he got his emotion chip.
I love when you do a Star Wars reference.
Star Trek.
Trek. My bad. I be forgetting, honey. It's a star something. It's a star something, okay? I can't keep up with the stars.
I can't keep up with the stars.
Yeah, there's so many prequels, sequels.
But I mean, we are living in a new reality right now for however long the pandemic lasts, where I feel like there's like all these kind of like Seinfeld-y or Curb Your Enthusiasm-y kind of like minor annoyances, like new minor annoyances.
Uh-huh.
Like when we're walking Mabel, the only times we're out of the apartment are when we're walking Mabel.
Yeah.
And I'll be walking her down the block and someone like, you know, like halfway down the block comes around the corner, is walking towards me.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not giving me any kind of indication that they're going to move.
Yeah, right.
Right? So that if we just kept going on the paths we were going, we would run into each other. Thus breaking the rules of social distancing.
At least 6 feet.
These people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never knew before that just walking could feel like a threat to me.
Oh my God, honey, you should be a woman. Someone walking towards you, you're like, okay, let's see how this goes. This shit could be 50-fucking-50.
Oh, my God. That was the truth of that I felt in my bones. My marrow was like, yeah, she's right.
But I know what you mean. You're going through it in the times of corona.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody getting close. You like, excuse you.
Yeah, no, they get close, and I'm just like, you're a threat, motherfucker. Back off.
Back off. Keep back a social distance.
Like, I just backed off the mic to scream. You back off.
Exactly.
That's what I yell at people, streets. And they're like, what mic are you talking about?
Exactly. They're like, I don't understand. But then they do avoid you because they think you're crazy.
Yeah.
So it kind of works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is that the new thing? Remember like in New York when people would tell you like, if you're walking late at night and someone like accosts you, you act like you're crazy and they'll leave you alone. That was like, I don't think anyone really told me that in real life. I've seen that in movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just yell, I'm walking here.
Yeah, that's good. Just over and over yelling, you're walking here.
It's me, Retso Rizzo. Hey.
Retso Rizzo? Is that a character?
Yeah, it's Dustin Hoffman's character from Midnight Cowboy.
Wait, his name is Retso Rizzo?
Ratso Rizzo.
Ratso Rizzo?
Yeah, that's where I'm walking here comes from.
No, I know that's where I'm walking here comes from. I just didn't know that was his character's name.
Ratso Rizzo.
I can't believe we got so attached to a movie where the lead character was named Ratso Rizzo. That sounds like a goddamn Peppa Pig character. That is so dumb. Ratso Rizzo.
Can you imagine Peppa Pig in as a gigolo in Midnight Cowboy?
Yes,
Midnight
I can.
Midnight Pig Boy.
Yeah. Oh, something about Pig Boy is such a gross phrase to me. I don't know what it is about the word Pig Boy.
Because it seems like it's something like a dominatrix would call like one of her clients.
I think it conjures a Dr. Moreau, Island of Dr. Moreau-esque image for me. Like a grotesque hybrid. I think that's the problem I'm having with it.
Dominatrix Morrow. Nope. Did not. Hey, guys.
Hey, you got to try it.
Hey, in the plague apocalypse, you got to pitch. Maybe you get swatted down.
Always be pitching.
Always be pitching. Always be pitching in the plague apocalypse.
Always be pitching. That
that's
is the rule.
One of our rules. Naomi, before we get into the episode, this is, today's sets come to you
from our January show, from the before times.
The before times. Okay, these sets are from before the virus. My God, our fucking dystopian life.
It was dystopian then.
It was, but like the idea that we can even say as a phrase, before the virus, the before times, the fact that there is like such a delineation of time is wild. I'm like literally like, are we in a Hunger Games? Like, duh, fuck, call Octavia Butler. Like, I can't take what has become of us. But that's, you know, these sets, you know, and you can sense it, okay? These sets bring you a lightness, carefreeness, an ignorance of what was to come. These are just a good time.
Not for me. I was always, I was, once we had to like quarantine ourselves and I started doing, my therapist, we had to do like phone sessions and I was like, you know, it's weird. I do feel a little bit of tranquility because I was predicting not this specific thing, but I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that capitalism does. And I've been talking about that for 2 decades. Okay. And I'm like, it was like nice to be show, like, I don't like where we are, but at the very least, I'm like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it proves your point. Your point has been proven.
For 2 decades, society was gaslighting me.
Yep.
And now I'm like, see?
Yep. Yep. If everybody stayed home, nothing would function anymore.
Yes, general
strike. After literally like 3 days, it was like, we can't. None of these businesses can stay afloat. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Who's essential now, motherfuckers? Ooh. Your hedge fund or the cashier at the Trader Joe's?
Okay, you heard.
Yeah, any hedge fund managers listening? Fuck off.
Andy, please. Some of them are kind. I don't know. I literally do not know that.
Before we get into the episode, though, a little bit of housekeeping. The live stream we mentioned before, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. PST, 5 p.m. EST on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/couplestherapypod.
Also, we have a Patreon.
Yes.
We've always recorded here from our house. Just Naomi and I goofing off on the couch, kind of like this.
Yep, you get 2 bonus episodes a month.
For $5.
Yeah, for $5.
In this economy that's slowing down, it's actually very helpful for us.
It's helpful for us. You know, I understand if you cannot give, though. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if you're suddenly
100%.
Out of work, I mean, come on, no pressure. I'm just letting you know your options.
If you happen to have a disposable income at this point, if not, you know what? The Twitch stream is free.
Exactly. Free Twitch stream.
And this podcast is free. So, you know, also, if you have disposable income, new t-shirts.
We do have new t-shirts.
Excited about these guys.
They look so nice. Gotta miss a bitch and classic couples therapy logo.
The new logo.
The new, new
love
logo.
It. Created by our friend David Saraceno. And if you go to couplestherapy.merchnow.com, you can get them there.
Couplestherapy.merchnow.com?
Yeah.
Couplestherapy.merchnow.com.
And also, we're going to try to do a live stream of the monthly show on April 4th.
That is a Saturday where we would have normally had the show at the Virgil. We're going to try to see if we can take it online. It may be tricky. The duos might not be together. Some of them might not, but we're going to see what we can do.
So we're going to see if we can.
We'll obviously post it and let you know.
Yeah, but mark it on your calendar now.
Because I know your calendar's full right now. I know it's so full.
Isn't it sad to get the Google alert in the morning and it says,
you have no events scheduled today?
No events scheduled today.
Literally my favorite sentence in the English language. You have no events scheduled today is like an unbearable lightness of being.
Oh, it makes me feel like a loser.
Oh my God, I love it. You have no events scheduled today.
Naomi, who is our, are the guests on our first set?
You guys, our first set comes from Good Buds, Demi Adejuibe, and Kevin Porter, who you know from their podcast, Gilmore Guys. Also, you know Kevin from his podcast, Good Christian Fun, and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel podcast with Alice Wetterland.
Former guest, friend of the show, Alice Wetterly.
Exactly, friend of the show. You guys, it was such a fun time. It was my first time meeting Kevin. They were so lovely on stage. And
off stage.
And off, on and off. So you guys,
good dudes, the both of them.
Get into it.
Roll it.
What's up, Minneapolis?
Wait, hey, you can't go for the shorter mic stand.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Is this appropriation?
Oh. It is short culture appropriation. Don't be talking about Willow either.
How do you feel about that Randy Newman song?
Short people or the one where he says the N-word? Because both bangers.
Wait, I thought he did say the N-word in Short People.
No, he doesn't. I listen to Short... It's I hate that I know this. I've listened to Short People a lot. He doesn't say it in that one. It's in a different song called Rednecks. But he also made Toy Stories.
He also made Toy Story.
And Marriage Story.
And that song, This Is the Story of a Toy. Drown the river with all the boys.
Oh, this is good. No, keep going.
Competing Randy Newman impressions.
I don't know anything
about... It's the show that's happening tomorrow,
unfortunately. Yeah, come back. It's going to be a great show. No, yours... I lost. All right.
Woo. I did have a friend who has a grudge against Randy Newman because she felt tricked by him because she only found out last year that he was a white man and not a black man.
What?
She just assumed. She just assumed.
I think it's pretty obvious.
If you have not seen him... A fair assumption, maybe. It's hard for us to put ourselves in that mindset, but...
No, it's not.
Maybe have a little compassion for those with a different experience than you. Right?
Sure.
And that's what couples therapy is all about. Folks, do we want to do origin story?
Yeah, let's do
it.
Do we want
to do... Okay.
How did we first meet? Like, before even the podcast started.
Social media. And that's our first friendship tip.
Everyone I've ever met has been somehow through Twitter.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't laugh. That's not a joke.
Yeah, there's a chill that ran through the audience at that fact. Like, yeah, that's the world you live in. It's social media stuff.
I'm a baby.
It's going to be your next friend you meet will be on TikTok. It's going to happen. Some of you will find your spouse on LinkedIn?
Glorpal.
Glorpal.
Glorpal's the next one, big one. It's not invented yet, but... Oh, no, we're all going to go back to Ello.
Or Quibi.
Quibi!
I first saw Mr. Digio... Mr.
He does not know my last name.
I almost said Demi Adiguas Jeeves. Just another website from the 90s. You can slot in there.
Sure. Digio Alta Vista.
Demi Adigulikos.
All right.
I saw Demi's vines back 7 years ago. That's right. We've known each other for seven
God
GD
damn.
Years. I know.
Yeah.
How about that? And then we
went to a Doug Loves Movies taping, was it? Was mm-hmm. that when we first met?
Yeah, not together, separately.
No, separately. Yeah, we just, we were like, I don't know you, but let's go in here.
Yeah.
No, we both were at a taping for this podcast, Doug Loves Movies, and I got a name tag chosen, which was just someone who was on the panel took my credit card and then read it all out. And then he went, woo.
I said, woo.
And I was like, why does someone know me? Who's here to watch? Who's surveilling me? And it was this little guy.
This little guy right here that stands before you. I got no reason to live.
A reference to the song Short People a few minutes ago.
Go home and Google Randy Newman, a white man with many great songs.
So great.
And then we connected through that, and then we started. We became real close acquaintances and colleagues, I would say.
Yeah, we would run into each other at shows all the time. And then at one point, Kevin posted on Facebook.
And I said, who wants to host a recap podcast with me called Office Ladies? And we did that.
We did it. That's
and
us.
We started Office Ladies.
We do it all in drag.
And we have recently given up the reins to someone with more of a direct connection to that show. Which I regret because there's something missing there.
Oh, the money.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, the money we could have made.
Oh,
no,
boy.
He's like, who wants to start a podcast called Gilmore Guys where we talk about every episode of Gilmore Girls? And I said, and I quote, yes, period, yes, period, yes, period, yes, period, yes, period.
And that's a direct quote, guys.
Yeah.
That's how much we mean to each other. Is he can remember word for word things that he said all
well, you put
six
it,
years
you
ago.
Put it on a projector in front of people once, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what
right.
I did.
Yeah, it you.
Which is very funny because... I had never seen Gilmore Girls, and that's a lot of enthusiasm for someone who's just basically going, oh, I want to talk. Yeah. I want people to hear my voice. Fuck yeah.
That's right.
You could have said, who wants to start a podcast where we talk about microbes? And I would have been like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And it's
hell
hard
yeah.
to remember 6 years ago, there were no podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
There was 12, I think, on
Obama
iTunes.
Obama was president. It was his first term.
It was his first term back in 2014. He was just starting his first term. And let me ask you this, because Demi, we did host that show for about 2.5 years.
Oh,
almost
wow, yeah.
3 years if you round up. Would you recommend hosting a podcast with a friend of yours?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not.
And I think I might say the same thing.
Which is funny because our friendship was entirely like, because when the podcast happened, that was us essentially coming together more as friends. And I still can't recommend enough that you never do that.
Don't.
I love this
man. Do it.
Don't do it.
I love this man. I know who this man is. Not sorry to this man. But I will say, after the podcast was over, what happened to our friendship? It flourished. It thrived.
Yeah.
We didn't need an excuse to get together other than the desire in our little hearts. And what happened, I know this part's not funny. It's all true.
Oh, the punchline's coming. It's going to be great.
And I think that's friendship tip number two. Out of 22, we have 22 more to go.
Yeah.
And that is, take breaks. It's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
Give space. Have capacity for silence in your friendship.
I think the problem... I keep...
What's the problem, Jimmy? You said you think the problem.
Oh, no, I said sandwiches because I thought you were going to say we finished each other.
Oh,
never
that's
mind.
Very sweet.
I don't care. Anyway, I think the problem with doing something like that with a close friend is eventually you have to sort of, like, you have to decide whether you're more business-minded or, like project-minded or whatever, and then eventually you get to a place where you're just kind of like, oh, I'm kind of neither. I just did this because it was fun, but now it's like lost control, and I'm on a train that's going really fast, and Keanu Reeves is trying to keep it going at the same speed.
Great movie.
Great movie.
It's John Wick 4. He's on a train now.
Oh, I was talking about the lake house.
Because that is the thing. The greatest project of all you can start with another person is friendship and being present with one another.
Or a boat.
And it is difficult to perform a friendship.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. I know we all post things and we tag things and we tweet at each other and we tag our buddies and our spouses
we're
and our ex-wives. We're
all glorping along.
Yeah, we're all glorping on gleeping dot jizz. And it's difficult to maintain the authenticity as well as protect the relationship as well as make sure other people don't feel foolish for investing in you too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some of you weren't there, but cut back to 2015. We were...
How many of y'all are 4 or 5 years old? No hands. All right.
Couples Therapy is the number one toddler show for the Virgil.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's true. I've seen the iTunes reviews. Apple Music reviews, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're going to sue.
Yeah. But it's hard to remember. Back then, we were the Meghan Markle Prince Perry?
I get what you're going for. And I'm also like, is that...
Wait, are there any negative implications that could come from this metaphor
just,
at all?
Not negative, but just like the racial implications of he has red hair. And his partner is a black person.
Mm. Did you say racial or Rachel implications?
Both. I said Rachel.
Because we are like a Ross and Rachel in that we did need to go on a break. And we did do that. Woo, woo for breaks.
This is actually...
Yes. You guys are learning the tips and getting it.
Kevin and I are in an interracial relationship, which is when both of you are into Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. And that is interracial. We both adored Game Night. Give
Loved
her more
it.
Comedic roles.
Come on.
She crushes them.
What is she doing?
She's very good. No more True Detective Season 2. More.
Oh, I forgot about that.
About Time.
Yeah. What other movies was she in?
Oh, gracious. But Demi and I were recounting. The last time we did a best friend sort of show, we did just name all the Air Bud movies.
The Notebooks.
We could talk about frickin' Morning Glory if we wanted to.
Oh, she wasn't that. Yeah, so anyway, it's...
Sometimes friendship is just naming movies.
Yeah, our friendship often is, do you want to come over to my place and watch this? Yeah, do you want to come over to my place and play this? Yeah.
Do you find friendship is harder with social media?
I don't think friendship is harder with social media. I think friendship is harder when you are the kind of person who is not very good at doing things that aren't at least like task or goal-oriented. Like, if I could come over to your place and just hang and, like, do a puzzle in the corner, that I'd probably... We'd hang out, like, every day.
And what,
I'm basically, that's like a child at the doctor's office, which is what I am.
And I love that. Because you see, in this heteronormative society that we still live in, unfortunately, men need tasks. They need events to gather around.
They don't let men be children anymore.
That's right. Like doing a podcast where we go shot for shot of the movie Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Which is what we did for 3.5 years on Gilmore Guys.
What if that was what Gilmore referred to?
I swear that exists somewhere.
Oh, well, I hope they enjoy the name.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
Now, we got to wrap it up, folks. I know you wanted this to go about 20 to 30 minutes longer. We do want to open up the floor to maybe two to three questions, because we have perfected friendship.
And I know you guys are looking at us like, oh, I got some stuff to say.
If anyone has any friendship
literally
questions,
literally no
whatsoever.
One is raising their hand right now.
No curiosity.
And you know what? That's fine.
All y'all perfect friendships.
We got a question.
We got one right here. Yes, sir.
How do you make friends when getting older and not from like work and stuff?
That is a great question. Woo! And I legitimately had a conversation about this the other day. I think the best way to make friends nowadays is sort of find something that you do just for yourself and then sort of do it regularly enough that you start to meet the people that are also doing it. Like for me, it was like going to karaoke pretty regularly.
I've never been to karaoke.
What?
No.
Wait,
no,
never?
With you.
Oh,
with you,
I was like, Kevin.
You. Of course.
Hit the Springsteen right
you,
now.
You, I don't know. That's my go-to.
Wait, you think that's Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
I want you to know. 2, 3, 4. Happy for you.
That would.
I had never heard
rock.
A Bruce Springsteen song until we started doing the podcast.
Is that true?
Yep.
Wow.
And now my life is the same.
I think it's a lot of, for real though, I think it's a lot of shared activities like Demi's saying. Even like, as cheesy as it sounds, taking a class.
Yeah.
Doing like, what are UCB classes at now? $900? Like
drop
doing 101 for $900? That's worth the price of like 6 acquaintances and maybe 2 people you don't want to respond to when they comment on your Instagram story anymore.
Yeah, you'll start an improv group, but they meet on the west side, so you won't go after the first meeting.
That's right. And just making yourself open and available. In this day and age of phones, it's so hard to actually connect with each other. We're living in a Black
Put
Mirror
society.
Put down
your phones, children.
Put down your phones, hang up, hang out.
A little less quibby, a little more thinky.
Hey, and no better note to end our set on. Thank you, everybody. We're two friends who love you.
Oh, why is it so low?
That's what I said about the last Star Wars movie.
And we're back.
And we're back, baby.
Sitting here on our couch, Mabel showing us her stomach. Trembly sitting behind me.
Leg splayed. Mabel don't give a fuck. She don't know nothing about no Rona. She just laying up in here chilling.
Oh, speaking of Mabel, we're going to play our set, which has to do with me. I don't want to spoil anything.
No, this was a harrowing journey, you know, and to think life got so much worse. But when it first happened, this was rough. I was like stressing out for days after.
Yeah.
So you guys, here it is. Be ready.
Roll it. Come on, more! Applause, thank you. More excitement!
More!
Manufacture that passion!
It's only the 9th day of 2020. You should have some energy left. I'm trying to just get into poses, powerful poses, to bring the spirit up. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to move the body first and the mind will follow. So that's it.
I'm stiff and white, so it's...
I understand that. I understand.
It's this pose or it's this pose.
I do like a pop knee. It's very whimsical of you. It's you're like kind of channeling Jack Hay. That's what you're doing for me there.
Naomi.
That's good. Sometimes I like to do... What do we like to... Jack Hay in Harry Potter? Being like, Harry. It wasn't great.
How old is everyone? Has everyone seen the show 227? Yeah. Starring Jack
A. Okay, tepid 227 heads. Okay. There's just a few.
How are you guys? I don't know what I'm feeling from y'all
Andy,
tonight.
You have to wait. They don't know what they're feeling yet either. We have to tell them what to feel.
Who's been to therapy today?
No one.
So you're right. They don't know what they're feeling.
Yes, exactly. They have not been forced to look within today.
Yes. No one knows what's in their hearts, but the shadow knows what's in their hearts.
You are so dumb.
So far, just so far, top 3 minutes, reference to a sitcom from about 30 years ago.
Sure.
And a reference to a radio show from about 80 years ago.
Honey, you know you're my baby Bernie, okay? You're my baby Bernie Sanders. You're like already 72. I love your energy. I don't know most of the references half the time. But what I love about him is that he will do the reference assuming I know it. So thank you. Thank you for assuming I know things when I don't.
Yeah. Treat your audience like poets and kings or
I'm
something.
I'm not your audience. I'm your lover.
When you're a when you're a narcissist, everyone's your audience.
Yep, that's a fact. Do you want to talk about our harrowing tale?
Who wants to hear a tale of harrowing horror?
They do.
The tale of JetBlue Flight 359 from JFK to Burbank.
Bum, bum, bum! Y'all, it was a personal nightmare that Andrew and I lived together. Now, do you want to start it off? You feel like...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. It really does start with me. So,
okay.
We have a dog. Her name is Mabel. She is small. She is beautiful. She is the most beautiful dog you will ever see. I don't know about you. But she is a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie.
Yes. Yes.
And we flew home to New York for the holidays. And on the way back... this is just last week.
Yeah.
We flew with Mabel. We
left Saturday, January 4th, 4:12 p.m. Go on. You timestamp nightmares. You know what I mean? True horrors. Go ahead.
And we're about, what would you say, about 45 minutes from landing?
Yeah, like an hour. Yeah, an hour from
landing. An hour, 45 minutes from landing. And previously in the flight, Naomi, you had said that Mabel kind of reared up like she was about to pee, but then she like went and sat down again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She's sitting on your lap.
Yeah, and you have to remember, okay, I think the most important thing, we've had this dog 4 months and neither of us have ever had a dog before in our lives, okay? So we are also like watching shit. It's like, is she okay? Studying her poops at all times. Like all that stuff around new dog ownership. So we're like extra on edge. And
right.
This is the first time we're flying with her. You know, well, second flight, but you know, this is it. We don't know. We don't know.
So I had that in my head.
Yeah.
And then we're getting towards the end of the flight. This is about an hour out. And this is a new detail for you maybe, but I smelled fecal matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And so
having
that thought in my head already that you said that she had reared up, I got in my head, well, maybe she has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we are four rows from the resty. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There was no first class. We're not that cool. It was all it was all the same seats. So here's another fact that you all have to know, and I am still suffering from this today.
Oh,
but
gosh.
On the flight to New York, something fucked up in my head, and my ear has been stuffy ever since.
So you can't really hear. He's basically got one ear working. Again, my...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Dear listeners, Andy here doing the ad read again, and today we're talking about MeUndies. As the male half of couples therapy, I was asked to do this one because we're talking about boxers, which, and I hope I'm not breaking any confidences, Naomi does not wear. Now, if you're a podcast listener like me, you've heard plenty of ads for MeUndies, and frankly, I had always thought it's underwear. How special can it be? And then I tried them, and friends, it is like wearing magic. It is like wearing a dream. It is so soft, there is nothing earthly I can compare it to. I am embarrassed, absolutely embarrassed to say I'm middle-aged and just finding this out, but the material your underwear is made out of really does make a difference. I won't say where I usually get my boxers from, but for comparison, MeUndies are like wearing a cloud covered in angel's feathers, and the other ones I wear are like wearing a bear trap smothered in puke. MeUndies got style for everyone, from all black classics to fun expressive prints in sizes extra small to 4XL. And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that actually care for their workers. Also, I gotta point this out, there is a particular technology that the folks at MeUndies would like me to discuss. Now, you know Naomi is sex negative and I am sex neutral, so I didn't want to have to say what this technology is, so I asked friend of the show, friend in real life, Mort Burke, to say the phrase. So, okay, here it goes. For any listeners with penises and testicles, I can say medical words. You might be interested in MeUndies' sophisticated
contoured pouch and ball caddy.
What's that again, Mort? They're incredibly comfortable?
Contoured pouch and ball caddy.
Wonderful. Thanks, buddy. Okay, soft underwear comes in all packages at MeUndies. So to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/therapy. That's MeUndies.com/therapy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Can we take a minute and talk about Skims? Now, you know I'm a recent Skims convert, having tried their underwear in the last few months, and I am now living lifted, supported, changed. So I decided to keep trying new stuff. And let me tell you, Skims basics and foundations are where it's at. Yes, I recently got the Soft Smoothing Seamless t-shirt. And y'all, it is so comfortable. It's been the perfect layer for me. I'm rocking it under a cardigan or a sweater when I want to keep it fitted and fabulous and not look all bulky. I mean, y'all know I'm back to work. Hashtag blessings. And I'm definitely that girl who is always cold in the office, okay? I need my layers. But I'm still trying to look put together. And the Soft Smoothing Seamless shirt is helping me get it right. And I also got the boyfriend t-shirt in heather gray, and it is so friggin' soft and comfortable, and it's giving casual but intentional when I wear it with a pair of jeans. I'm feeling very good in it. So if you want to give these and other basics a try, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small through 4X. Thank you for the range, Skims. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Again, that's skims.com. Go check out everything they've got and the new t-shirt shop. 70-year-old baby Bernie. Go ahead. You've got it.
So I get in my head, okay, I should, maybe I should take Mabel to the bathroom. So I pick her up, I grab a wee-wee pad.
Yeah, just in case, you know.
And I walk over to the bathroom and I put the wee-wee pad on top of the toilet and then I put her down. She just sits there.
Yeah, like, bitch, what is this? Right. She was like, what is happening? Why are we doing this?
And then I go to rearrange, like, lift my pants up a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta
and
rearrange.
I notice that I have not shut the door.
Right.
And I look out.
But let me tell you, so while that's happening, this is your experience. Okay, I'm here. Okay, honey, I'm in row three. Okay, I'm in 3B. I'm sitting here. I'm watching Pit Bulls and Parolees on Animal Planet. Yes, I'm sobbing. Okay, that show, if you have never seen Pit Bulls and Parolees, you need to ask somebody. Okay, this is about a Pit Bull rescue center in New Orleans that is staffed by ex-convicts. Okay, we're talking the dogs that man has discarded. We're talking the men society can't handle. It's about redemption on Pit Bulls and Parolees. Okay, and I was watching my Animal Planet marathon. I'm having the feels. And then this woman, maybe two rows behind me, I hear her yell with a voice that said her name was Karen. She goes, close that bathroom door, it stinks. So I'm like, oh God. And so then I look up from Pit Bulls and Parolees.
You were worried she was gonna call the cops on you.
Very much so. Yes. If I rose.
Yeah.
I didn't want to rise. And but then I see it and I see the doors open. So I'm like, what? And I was like, I know he's in there with Andy's in there with the dog. So I'm like, Andy, close the door. But then remember, Andy's got one good ear. He's got one good ear. So he's now looking at me. He's like, and I'm like, oh God. So I get up to communicate that you should close the door and we can pick it up.
Right. And as Naomi's walking to me, I look down and I look over here to my left. I look over to where the flight attendants are doing their thing, are supposed to be doing their thing. They're in the back of the plane. And I see all over the floor feces.
Okay. Okay.
Feces everywhere you could look. Like water everywhere, not a drop to drink. But it's replace water with feces.
And I walk up there, I'm like, oh shit. I was like, does she poop everywhere? And then Andy was like, no.
This place was pre-feced.
It was like that when he got there. Okay.
But I wasn't paying attention, all right? What? I just...
This is like what I don't understand about him. How you could walk into literally a 2x2 bathroom covered in feces and be like, I didn't notice right away. That, to me, is the one part of our shared experience that I do not understand.
Well, you know, I'm always humming a song in my head or thinking about a fun cartoon I read in the newspaper.
I can't.
A particularly great Garfield or a Drabble one.
I like literally walk into airplane bathrooms terrified. Like I walk in literally like slowly open, you know what I mean? Like take a look around, then I check. Like I don't, there'd be no way.
But the poop that I had smelled, like, when you walk into a bathroom like 5 hours into a cross-country flight,
yeah,
if it smells bad, you don't think anything's wrong.
But the shit on the floor.
I was not looking down, okay?
You weren't looking down.
I was holding a dog and a wee-wee pad, correct, and I was making sure Mabel was okay.
Okay.
I wasn't particularly concerned with the floor, okay?
Okay.
So then I start to sweat. Right?
Of course.
Because now...
Yeah, I'm up there with you, yeah.
Here's what everyone sitting on the plane has seen.
Yep.
They saw me run up with a dog and a wee-wee pad, okay? If they haven't smelled feces before, all they heard was a lady, a Karen yell, shut the door, it stinks! Then they've seen me motion for my partner to come up. That's all they've seen. So what they all now think is that... our dog just shit everywhere.
Yeah.
So we call the flight attendant.
Oh, this real pretty black lady who I wanted to be my friend. That ship has sailed. But it was like so bad because like I feel like we didn't even call. Like we were up there and then she came to be like, okay, what is this commotion? You know, and then we literally like we have the dog. And so I feel like I was like, I know how this looks, but this is human. It's like what I said to her because it was like, but of course, you know, like this is why it was a nightmare, right? Because it's like, nobody believed us. Like, the nightmare is something heinous happening, but everyone thinking you did it when you didn't.
Yes. This was our fugitive.
Right.
We were Han Solo.
Yes.
And everyone on the plane was...
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, yes.
Honestly, that was the energy. The last hour was Tommy Lee energy from everybody on that plane.
Yes, we were like, I didn't do it. Yes. And they were like, we don't care.
It was so bad. And then it was like that feeling of, so then the flight attendants, these poor women have to clean this up. Because here's the thing about it. If it had been the dog, it would have sucked, but I would have had no fucking problem grabbing a damn glove and being like, girl, help me handle my scandal. You know what I mean? Like, give me the paper towel, give me the bleach spray. It's not cute, but it'll happen. We would have done that. We wouldn't have loved it, but we would have scrubbed that fucking JetBlue bathroom.
You clean up after your pet.
Yeah.
But instead, what everyone saw was we go sit down.
Yep.
I go back to watching The Mandalorian on my computer.
Pitbulls and Parolees is not the same after that.
These two flight attendants go like janitors in a cafeteria, put all this like sawdust and all this stuff, and spend the next 10 minutes cleaning feces off of everything.
Yeah. Yep, it was fucking awful.
Gets worse.
Yep.
Yeah. We leave the plane. I hold my head up high.
And I could not, okay? I stared at my feet all the way to the exit.
I was like, no, if I do that, then they know I'm guilty.
Yeah,
If I walk out confidently,
you're right.
Then they know that that wasn't our dog. It didn't matter. No one cared. And we're waiting at the carousel to get our luggage.
Oh, God, this is where it gets bad. Okay, so I'm over there waiting for the bag. Andy's standing with the dog. And I just come up on the tail end, okay? And this is a black man. He's like a black dad. He's giving me, I don't know if you guys know, let's reference like Eric LaSalle vibes, okay?
Oh.
90s, ER.
I was going to say Jeffrey Wright.
Interesting. He seemed younger than that to me. He had like the cool swagger of an Eric LaSalle in his heyday. That was the energy I got from him.
Two references, by the way, that no one's getting.
That's fine. I stand by them. Because sometimes it might inspire you to go home and watch ER. And so listen, so that happens. And then,
So he comes to you. So I'm standing there with Mabel. He comes over to me and he goes, my daughter got your dog shit on her.
What? I And so I come up on
I'm exasperated. And I go, it wasn't our dog.
Yeah. And then,
because here's what would have had to have happened.
Thank you.
The sequence of events. You heard that if it had been our dog,
right.
What would have happened was I brought Mabel up, she shit everywhere, and we went back to our seats, and the flight attendants cleaned everything up.
Yeah, they shut down the bathroom.
This guy's Jeffrey Wright, Eric LaSalle's daughter would have had to shove through everyone, slip and slide into the dog shit, and then go back to her seat without anyone noticing.
Exactly.
If she were to get dog shit on her.
Exactly. So then when I hear this, I was like, and then I yelled at one person, that's not right. That don't match the timeline. That don't match the timeline. So I'm yelling after a black man walking the streets of Burbank Airport. That don't match the timeline. So we're back.
You pulled out like a whole thing with, you put string.
I had literally my murder board.
Yeah.
And was like, she would have had to have gone in there when the flight attendant shut it down. That don't match the timeline. It was not my finest.
What did
moment.
He want from me, by the way? Did he want me to get down on my knees and beg forgiveness and be like, oh, bring your daughter's pants here and I'll clean them on my washboard.
It was so rude because then it was also like, because then he was like, it wasn't us. And then as he's walking to, he's like, that's not what I heard. Fucking man.
So what? Is there like a next door thread for our flight?
Literally a JetBlue 359 next door. They're all
talking
about.
That's not what I heard.
That's not what I heard. Respect the timeline. Like it was bad. It was bad. Our bags took so long to come out. It's what they did. They took so long to come out. I was haunted by this all night. Like I couldn't sleep. I was in my head having imaginary fights with other people trying to prove my innocence. Does anyone else do that until 4 in the morning? Because that's what my ass was doing when we landed. I was so mad. And so I think it helped to talk about it with all this company.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for listening
to our
journey.
Tale.
The case of the JetBlue 359 shitter. We will get answers.
I looked on Twitter. I like looked up every possible thing. I looked up dog shit. I looked up Flight 359.
You didn't tell me that?
Because I wanted to know if someone had tweeted about us.
Yeah. Just say like
these two hoes.
I was like, except there was one man there who looked like the Six Flags guy, and I was like, he probably did it.
Yes,
he went to the
that's who it was.
He went to the bathroom a lot. He's an older gentleman. That's not the shade to him. But I was like, Six Flags guy was up there like 5 times.
See, I thought Orville Redenbacher. That's
okay,
who I thought he was.
Okay, you and I, our references are just close, but not quite. Jeffrey Wright, Eric LaSalle. Six Flags over Redenbacher. Yeah, that's us.
Are we all on the same page about
you guys
this
get
person
it. The
like?
Point is we didn't do it, so spread that around Los Angeles.
¿Qué onda, familia? If you're looking for a fun, feel-good listening experience,
check out our podcast, Hanging with Los Otelos.
My name is your boy, Edgar, and this is my beautiful wife, Janet.
Hi, guys. We're a bilingual Mexican-American married couple with 2 beautiful young daughters.
We're ready to fully expose our life, discuss relationship drama, yours and ours, and fill you with faith, encouragement, and laughter.
Se va a poner bueno, so come hang out with us.
Listen to Hanging with Los Otelos on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, visit losotelos.com.
Mama.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And my God, just to think about that again, to go through it again was triggering. It was very tough. It was very, very tough.
And you'll hear in the future, too. I want to tease this. There was another problem on Flight 359.
Something about JetBlue Flight 359 brings out the crazies.
Stay tuned
for the future. That's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, a cliffhanger that will be fulfilled in a month.
Two months.
Yeah, 2 months. Something like that.
One of those.
Mark your calendars. Mark your calendars now that you will hear another crazy story from JetBlue Flight 359.
Indeed.
Do you want to play the last set of this episode?
Oh my God, of course I do. This next duo, the last time you heard them on our show, they were engaged, and now they are married.
I don't want to take credit for it, but I will.
I do want to take credit for it. You don't, I was like, I absolutely do.
I believe they were engaged when they were on the show before, no? They got engaged after,
you're right. I think doing our show made them realize just how compatible they were.
Who are these folks?
This next set comes from Megan Gailey and CJ Toledano. They are comedians, spouses, and they co-host the sports podcast, The Greatest. On this very network. You also know Megan from the podcast Hysteria, her work on Conan, and her writing for shows like Lights Out with David Spade. So, you know what? They are a good time and a magical couple.
Roll it.
Guys, Naomi and Andy, we stan you guys.
Passing.
I like people saying stan. Do you guys? All right. They don't.
They don't.
Well, but we like, both made mistakes.
No, but like, it's like, no offense to you guys, but it's like, look at Naomi and look at CJ. They are different than you. And by different, I mean cooler and can say words that you cannot. Does that make sense?
Just a white lady saying that minorities are different.
Yeah, but better.
Great start
but better,
to it.
But better.
Great start.
Different in a good...
No, Megan. No.
I don't know why I try. I always try and climb on the stage. I think it makes me seem cool.
Yeah, because people easily... climbing onto higher things in our 30s is the coolest thing ever.
No, I just wasn't good at roughhousing as a kid, so trying to like make up for it by being like, I can climb on the stage, and it's like, I can't.
We're trying things. Okay. We're married now. Thank you guys for wanting to hear about our marriage.
Well, they did not.
Oh, you guys didn't book us?
No,
that's
but crazy. Naomi did.
You guys didn't hear about the hot new newlywed circuit?
There was a circuit for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, someone has a special. There was a special called the Newlywed Special.
Oh, John and Kate Gosselin.
No.
Yeah, that's why we're getting greenlit through Hollywood. Yeah.
We are kind of a modern John and Kate.
A kind of
modern Mary Kay and student.
Everyone has fitness goals in the new year. I just taped a picture of John Gosselin on a mirror, and I'm just like, do not. Become like this. I don't give a shit about how many kids he has. I just do not want to have like Elvis sideburns.
Ray-Ban tan line.
Yeah, Oakleys. Like, yeah, his Oakleys are offensive to my culture. Anyways.
We had to bring a legal pad up because we don't remember that
we
got
had
married.
A wedding.
We got married only three weeks ago.
Thank you.
I mean, you would be clapping a lot harder if you knew what a slut I'd been. Yeah.
And we're already trying to make our relationship a product.
Have we been turned down by Quibi? Yes.
And that is
Did
not a joke.
Did they come to us? Yes.
They came to us and said, we want a show with two comedians, and I quit comedy 4 years ago, but where a couple comedians are getting married in their process, like a mockumentary, and we're like, fuck yeah, everyone's getting Quibi shows. Sorry, guys. If you guys got passed up for it, we apologize.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had a date. That's it, like it was like impending.
Yeah.
So like Naomi and Andy, you guys are engaged, and then but as the date gets closer, you do start to lose your mind, and that is what Quibi at one point wanted to capture.
And I was like, oh, we're gonna get this Quibi cash. Everyone's getting it, and then we didn't get it.
We didn't get it.
And so now we're getting a divorce.
Okay. I would love to see you enter the dating market. That would like
this
be worth it.
This is LeBron's high
that
school
be...
jacket. I think I'll do well. Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe
I mean, it's
not.
Just like so wild.
It is.
Like now it's like I kind of want to open it up just to like fucking prove you
How
wrong.
How many people saw us walk on stage and went, oh, two best friends. This is awesome. I'm still trying to like convince myself this is real. Yeah, see?
I don't think he meant that.
Just based on
how much dominoes
I've had, I can't believe.
I have not told you guys yet. We had a video at the wedding that actually did not play, and then his brother yelled at our wedding planner. Okay, but so...
And it was a video of our...
So there was a video. There was a video, and in it, part of the last time we were on couples therapy made it, and it's so cute because CJ is talking and I'm looking at him like, I love you so much, and that is usually not what happens. Like, usually I'm talking and CJ is looking at me like, please shut the fuck up. So this was a sweet, tender moment captured.
Yes, very nice. Well, we have to talk. Well, we'll give you some highlights of the wedding. Just to start things off, you see what we look like. And we got married at a hotel, and I guess
Don't say it like that. It was a boutique hotel that was like bungalows.
Holy shit.
A hotel.
This is what being with Megan Gailey is.
These people are thinking we're in a conference room. We're not in a conference room, okay? I may be from Indiana, but I'm fucking rich, all right? We were under the stars, and then we went inside for the DJ/band. That's a lot.
Live band, yes.
Live band.
But what
happened? Were they Filipino? You better fucking believe it. Do you know how hard it is to find a Filipino band for your Filipino husband?
We just couldn't afford Bruno Mars, so we wanted a simulation of that. And guess what? I did Molly, and I think people saw a very close representation of how much he'd kill it. Anyways, what happened upon arriving? Just within 10 minutes of arriving to the hotel. Do you want to tell them or do you want me to?
I asked for and yelled at the manager.
And it, like, if people are like, who you marry? A white girl named Megan. Like, they're like, oh, she definitely yells at managers.
Which is crazy because, like, I don't feel like I do yell at managers. If I am in, I don't.
That's what all Megans across the country say.
I just think that if I am at, like, a point where I want something to get done, I'm not going to a manager. Like,
something
I'm like, give me your CEO.
We're checking into a hotel.
I will call your board of directors if you bring me their numbers. But there's not a board of directors of bungalows. Yeah. So.
It's just like, I have to talk to
like a sassy older Palm Springs man who like came out. He like wanted to fight me, and it's like, bitch, you want to fight the bride?
Did not want to fight. Customer service.
Okay, so this is the part that's tough. I was yelling at this man, and then after I remembered that I had gotten a spray tan less than 2 hours earlier. So I was in...
Brown face. Just Megan in brown face next to me. And she, and this is a joke. I don't know. I mean, she keeps saying to people, I married CJ. I'm Filipino now.
I don't say that. I do not say that. I said once in the comfort of our home. Once we were high and I go, well, I'm Filipino. So not even cute. Like, I was trying to tell him about Filipino culture.
Which, to be fair, I was born in Marshalltown, Iowa, and then moved to Erie, Pennsylvania. You are more Filipino than I am.
I mean, I've been to islands.
The burger place?
Well.
Pretty sure that's Hawaiian. And they serve French fries.
Once we got to Palm Springs, we were very happy. We did have like a tough lead up. We had our bachelor and bachelorette party on the same weekend, like some sort of like Saved by the Bell reunion.
These are the summer episodes.
CJ, what did you do? You rented. Well, you didn't.
My brother, who has money and financial security, rented a mansion in Big Bear with a full court basketball court in the backyard, and we invited our friends there to play full court basketball. No strippers, no drugs, just a bunch of grown-ass comedy writers who want to pretend we're in the NBA.
He like brought back the groceries from that trip, and there were like 7 like squeezable Welch's grape jelly. Like, that's like the level of child. That's like, so much Hellman's came back, and it's just like, wow,
we have
party.
18 mayonnaise in our fridge, yeah.
You had 18 men. Only 2 of these men were actually invited to the wedding. The rest of them are just like, they play basketball. They're my basketball friends.
I'm not going to invite my rec league basketball team to the wedding.
Okay, you do invite them to every party we have, but
yeah,
I love
but what
them.
Happened there
okay, what
was
happened there?
I got a grade 3 tear inside and outside of my ankle.
He sprained his ankle trying to dunk when he was drunk and high.
Yeah. At 1
p.m. Because the court, how big was the drop? The court was not regulation. Like, it was, but then it immediately dropped down 6 inches.
So it's like I ran up, like, this is the hoop, and I went to dunk it, and I went, whoa, I did not come close at all. And then I landed, and then I fell off the court and then tore my ankle, and I was yelling to my brother to check if a bone was sticking out of my leg.
And it wasn't. It was just a sprained ankle severely.
And so I get a FaceTime. I am on like a low class yacht.
In Chicago.
Like in this part of Lake Michigan called the playpen. Like disgusting. And so it like this is like if you were like, I want to be on Below Deck, but like I'm from Fort Wayne. This is what you would do.
I want to be on Below Deck, but also be able to see Second City from laying down.
So I'm on that. I get a FaceTime that he is in the emergency room. And like, I'm a cunt. You're probably scared. My reaction, I was like, I don't care. talk to you later, truly. So the next day we like get home late. And he's like, yeah, you know what? We could have sued. And I'm like, well, let's sue then. And he said, no, even better. I negotiated that we could stay 2 extra hours to watch the Rams game.
I don't know how my brain works. But still, she agreed to marry this months later.
So, I mean, deposits were down. Well, that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, cold feet. It's like, we spent so much money, it's happening.
Yeah, you're
like,
stuck. Doesn't,
I don't care. Like, we'll divorce December 17th. We're going through with it.
We're going to have the party. We
I'm
like
not gonna
our friends.
I'm not going to deprive people of sea bass. And short rib, okay? Not a hotel. So we're having fun. I had no drama at my bachelor.
Yes, you did.
I lost a bridesmaid.
Which is?
Not dead, just dead to me.
And if there was a Megan bachelor party bingo, that'd be the center square. Losing a bridesmaid.
Well, technically, I did not throw her out. 2 days later, I called her and said, you can get your shit together or get the fuck out. And she resigned.
And you guys don't know her, but this fact will tell you all about her. Her favorite movie is United 93.
Yes.
You know, this that is, movie
I was friends
that
with a girl who watches 9/11 to unwind. So she's out of the wedding.
Yeah.
Which is great because I had 8 bridesmaids, he had 7 groomsmen, now I have 7 bridesmaids, perfect, you know? I think I over-asked because I knew there was going to be some fat to cut.
But the wedding, the ceremony was nice. The vows.
No, the ceremony
part,
was, the quartet said.
They were also the live
the
band.
Quartet,
don't act like we have that
the
kind
quartet
of money.
The quartet told us that it was the best ceremony they'd ever seen. Our friend played a song that was like fun, you know, like a funny song, and that's hard to imagine. but he played a really, really funny song. My vows were, I think, heartfelt.
Very nice. Very
I had
nice.
A Ruth Bader Ginsburg quote.
Yes.
CJ, your vows.
Started off with vows, more like wows. And then listed the things that make me wow about her.
I don't know. You did not say one kind thing about me in your vows.
Yes, I did. Well, I did bring up Kaepernick not being signed by an NFL team.
I'm from Indianapolis, and he goes, well, the Colts are racist because they didn't sign Kaepernick.
You
in
know,
his
it's
vows.
All about, as an artist, using your platform for social issues.
And truly, everybody was like, what? Like,
I also start off the vows by standing to everyone at the wedding. And I was also mic'd up for our videographer. I was like, yeah, I'm doing a Conan set with no mic. But then she had to tell me, you're supposed to look at me when you give vows. But that's just the performer in me, baby.
We got to wrap it up. Do you want to tell them what you've been up to? What do you feel like is your favorite thing that we haven't talked about? There were 130 people. I guess the theme is called like California Destination. We don't really have themes. Like high level weddings don't really do themes.
Yeah.
We did have a signature cocktail. Mine was called the Fun Slut. His was called the 2-day rental because he worked at Blockbuster in like 10 different states.
I like being married to you because, and it was, I felt it the other night because I was show like Chet Hanks videos have been popping up. And the thing is like, I was watching those 10 years ago. And I was like,
okay,
you know those
okay. You discovered Chet Hanks.
And I did like the Netflix documentary. Like I like edited them all together and showed it to her, and she had to watch them because my wife.
Yeah, but I liked it. I liked Chet Hanks.
See, that's what you need to find your somebody to watch Chet Hanks videos with.
No, but you just you know what I like about being married with you, and then you just told a story about how you discovered a racist before everyone else, and then said you forced them on me. That wasn't, you didn't actually say a compliment about me.
And that you're beautiful and smart and funny.
I don't know.
Do you want to end on saying?
What, on saying what? Nice,
what's different about being married?
Nothing. Yikes. I don't think there is anything different. We have sex now. We were celibate.
Sex rocks.
We were virgins. We were only doing anal. Because Jesus does not live back there. And now we are able to do full frontal with Samantha Bee.
And honestly, not that different. still rocks.
No, but I do love you, and I am happy we didn't get a prenup.
Me neither. And I didn't bring it up for that very reason. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
I love Megan and CJ. They're so funny. And I also love how Megan is such a Megan. She like leans into her Meganness, especially on stage. And I really appreciate her
for
it. Yeah,
she's a Megan, but she isn't a Karen.
Exactly.
No offense to good Karens.
You guys, I hope you liked this episode. I hope it gave you a little respite. I don't know. I kept talking about Dorona. But the point is, I hope you had some lulls, you had some good times, and that you are able to hold on for one more day, Wilson Phillips style.
Stay safe. Stay healthy. Quarantine your hearts again.
Yep.
Stay inside.
Yeah.
Stay inside.
And we promise that if you do, we'll just keep dropping podcasts for you.
Yeah.
All right, babies.
All right. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Katie Couric.
I'm Bozma St. John.
I'm an award-winning journalist, if I do say so myself.
And I'm a hot-to-trot, trailblazing marketing executive.
And we're very confident. We wanted to combine Boz's business and branding expertise
with Katie's natural curiosity
to create a podcast responding to this moment in time.
Welcome to Back to Biz
with Katie and Boz.
Each week, we'll interview innovators, creatives, and CEOs
to find out how our pandemic present will forever change the business of tech and media,
travel and leisure,
education and sports,
fashion and pop culture.
Because in many ways, this has been a really dark time, but it's also a time for reassessing, recalibrating, and finding the light.
We're doing 10 episodes, and you can catch them every Thursday.
So listen to Back to Biz with Katie and Boz
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hi, I'm Tom Colicchio. I'm a chef, a restaurateur, food advocate, and the host of the new podcast called Citizen Chef on iHeartRadio. People might turn on the news and see the stories about the pandemic, immigration policy, or healthcare. I see stories about food. On this podcast, we'll tour the current political climate, looking for inroads to food wherever we could find them. From the supply chain.
And we hear that Tyson might be closing another plant Monday in Tennessee for
to labor.
Tomates en Mexico, en donde todavía hay explotación.
Here's an executive order on immigration. We want Americans to have the jobs. We want Americans to have the health care. We want to take care of our citizens first.
And disaster relief.
Our systems cannot handle true disaster, this pandemic. That is the reality.
These are the stories of our food. Episode 1 of Citizen Chef is available now. Subscribe and listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.